This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
February of 05, the general manager at the Score at the time, a guy named Paul Agassi, great guy, called me and said, hey, we have an opening at the Score for a PD job. And I said, yeah, let's talk and miss the action. So 20 years.
It was 20 years ago today.
The czar of 670 The Score. And, of course, we're talking about Mitch Rosen.
Vice President and Brand Manager Mitch Rosen.
Let's take a look at the Shedd Aquarium, and there is Phil the Penguin.
Looks like Mitch Rosen to me.
Mitch Rosen, the great PD there at AM 670 The Score.
Let me tell you something. The great Mitch Rosen, you guys know, always taking care of business. I don't trust anybody else on our staff to make a restaurant pick, but when Mitch Rosen makes a dinner reservation, you know the dinner is going
to
be great.
What I've liked to say over the years, and a lot of people make fun of me, is
we may lose and we may.
Play the hits, you know, whatever the hits are and whatever the fans want to talk about, whatever the hits of the day are, we play the hits.
Can I keep reading these texts from Mitch? Remember, in the great words of Dan Bernstein, I do whatever Mitch Rosen tells me to do.
That's right. No, that's a great policy.
And he told me to worm you,
well,
so I'm going to worm
asked.
You.
Worm with. Right?
This follow-up text says, in driving.
What?
Followed up by I'm.
Ask Mitch.
Tell Mitch Rosen to call me the bastard.
You're kind of a wackadoodle. I don't know where you're going.
Ah, yes, it is Can't Do It. Everyone's, well, my favorite and everyone else's least favorite segment here at the Score.
Hey, Mitch, got a quick question about your son.
Uh-oh.
What's the worst thing he's ever done?
Oh, man, and he's listening.
I am listening. So please don't say anything that you'll regret. Hello, Dad.
Hi. That's not really Ben, is it?
That's Ben.
Hey, it's Mitch Rosen, Program Director of the Score. I'm here with my son, Ben. Ben, how are you?
Good.
It's all about energy. It's all about resetting. It's all about playing the hits.
You know, over-communicate, play the hits.
And in 41 years of Big League Baseball play-by-play, I've worked with dozens of programming directors and station management types. The current executive producer of Cubs Radio, Mitch Rosen, is simply the best I have ever worked with. Thank you, Mitch.
Yeah, hello to you from Mitch Rosen, by the way.
Mitch, man, yeah.
Darren Pang.
Mitch Rosen wants to say hello, pass along best wishes
Mitch
to you.
Mitch Rosen, I was just thinking about him the other day. The man responsible for giving me my first job at ESPN. Mitch, I love you, pal.
How about that?
Man, tell Mitch what's up. Mitch would know where all the bodies are buried. Y'all better be nice to Mitch. He got some on y'all, too.
Leroy, this
is Mitch. I love him.
Will do.
That is Leroy Butler.
Kevin Harlan. Also want to pass along a hello from Mitch Rosen. I would be remiss
if
I didn't pass along the personal.
One of the great people in this business. Yes, sir.
And I think it's an iconic Chicago sports brand. I know this sounds geeky. I love it.
Whoa! Jesus Christ.
Congratulations.
That was beautiful. That's not a Goodfellas treatment. What do we call that, Chris Tannehill? I don't know.
Just call it a tribute to someone who we love dearly.
That was a lovely piece of audio for a lovely guy. Our boss, Mitch Rosen, you've heard us talk about him. You've heard him. You've heard us needle him. And you've heard him call in and put himself into the conversation at times. We think about him all the time. And happy anniversary to Mitch Rosen, who I believe joins us right now here on 670 The Score. Congrats, buddy. How are you
today? I'm great, Spiegs. Groats, Tanny, Shane, thank you. You know, I felt that was like a living Waker, a living Shiva. Thank you, Tanny.
Love a good Shiva.
Always.
You know I love a good Shiva.
Yeah, you love a good lox and bagel, too. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. I walked in the door 20 years ago tomorrow, and I still love what I do. I love working with most of the people here at The Score. And
which ones do you not love?
Most.
Can't say. But I love being here, and it's a dream job. I grew up in Chicago, and it is an iconic brand, as one of the drops that Tanny put into the montage. But it's incredible. Great day today, and I just love being here.
I'm really sad to have missed the gathering and a Mitch speech this morning. So Shane, Tanny, Mark Grody, you guys were there. Please fill me in on what that was like this morning. Boss, I'm sorry I couldn't be there. So tell me about it.
You were on assignment, Speaks.
It's true.
Yeah, so what he did is he came in there and all of us said surprise and congratulations. And he talked about why he appreciated the station and everyone there.
Thanks for filling me in.
Yeah, no all problem. Right. Is that about describe it, Mitch?
Yeah, no, the truth speaks is I said it's about the people. It's not about, you know, us covering championships or things we do on the radio. It's about the people. And 20 years, you know, I've experienced through a lot of you weddings, divorces, births of kids, unfortunately deaths of teammates, whether it was Doug Buffone or the Grobber or family members. And to me, that's what this job is about. It's about working with people and friendships and relationships. And, you know, I like to say there's a reason there's a couch in my office. And I say that in a positive way, because to me, it's about managing people. And when you manage people and you have a brand like The Score and everything we do, that's what that's what I love about my job.
But then one of the things that was said about you during the celebration today is that you are so connected to every... You got a guy for everything.
What do you need? Like
No, it's true. It's true. Mitch has a guy for everything, and you have powerful people in your phone. Number one, who is the most powerful person that reached out to you today? If it's out there that
nobody, friends and family.
Well, okay, never mind that.
You know, Ozzy's a friend.
Oh, Ozzy reached out to you?
He reached out, but nobody,
I understand.
You know.
Okay, never mind all that. Mm-hmm. What's the best number you have in your phone right now? Mitch Rosen, who is a power player in this town. The most important phone number you have.
Not local,
right now.
But like Snoop Dogg.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay.
President Obama.
Okay. All right. You have the keys to his house, too. You take care of the Hyde Park house, right? For Obama? Yes?
Security reasons. Can't talk about that.
Sorry.
No, that's not. But that's not what it's about.
No, it's what it's about.
No.
It is.
Oh, it's partially what it's about. Grody, we used to do the bit where, like, we'd go get Mitch's little black book.
Yeah.
Me and Mac would go get his black book of phone numbers that he had since what? Since the 70s. Because for anybody who doesn't know, you'd been a radio guy, producer. 80s, excuse me. I'm sorry. But Eddie Schwartz's producer for a legendary overnight guy, Eddie Schwartz.
Right.
But in that book, we would open it up and be like, oh, look, should we call Seika? Should we call her?
Angie Dickinson.
Obama's number?
Yeah, I once called Angie Dickinson, you know, a couple years ago, because we had that work with this guy Eddie Schwartz at WGN Radio many years ago, and dating myself, you know, there were no cell phones or email, so literally a black book I keep at home now, and so it would be from Angie Dickinson to Tip O'Neill, the former Speaker of the House many years ago. So a couple years ago, I wonder if this number is still good. So I call Angie Dickinson. Hello, Miss Dickinson. Yes, I'm calling from CBS News. Just want to make sure the number's still active. It is my number. So, it runs a gamut.
Oh,
That is beautiful.
So good. No, but again, this place is special. When I walked in 20 years ago, it was intimidating. I had spent 9 years at WMVP. Our competitor took a year off, and then Paul Agassi called. But I remember coming in the first day and introducing myself to the staff, and here's, you know, North, Boers, Bernstein. It was like, you know,
that's a handful to walk into,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and it's like, whoa. And it's just been an incredible 20 years.
Man, I can't imagine, because you coming from the other station, and like, what has made, looking back, what made this place different, and that you've tried to keep alive and afloat with all the changes? What makes this place unique?
Yeah, what makes this place unique is, I think, the real, this place is real. And I think also what's special in my mind, Speaks, is you look back to COVID, right? And we mobilized pretty quickly in that we realized this was pretty serious, right? People were dying, and we didn't know at first how bad and what was going to happen. And, you know, we put announcers and on-air people at home. And I really give credit to producers and people from a technical support. And they were coming in every day. And, you know, the first week I was working from home, and I said to myself and my wife and my son, I go, I can't be home. And there's guys like Tanny and Ray Diaz and Studs and others and Dustin and others. And they're coming in here and risking their life. So I wanted to come in here. And then the on-air people were staying safe at home. And I miss them, you know, just seeing them. So I wanted to go out and see Speaks. I remember, you know, I'd come over and we'd take a walk in Lawrence. Yep. I'd see all the on-air people, and they felt, hey, it was good that you came and saw me, but it was more beneficial for me to come see them. We didn't even talk radio. It was just about how you doing. It was like the how you doing walks. And the fact that we got through that together as a team, thank God nobody got really sick. Thank God really nobody died. And we were able to keep the product on the air. And people, I think our listeners most importantly, appreciated that our Score brand and content were there for them as a release, as we didn't know what we were going through as a country and civil unrest in the city. And we gave our on-air personalities freedom to talk about real life. And I'm really proud that we were able to do that. Does that make sense?
Of course it does. You know, and it's amazing when you meet somebody who's listened for a long time or however long it is, and they're like, I don't know, it's weird. I feel like I know you. I always have to stop them and go, you do.
Right.
You do. We have a very interesting relationship with a lot of people out there where they do know us, you know, and people know you, Mitch. And it's like, and we were talking about sharing some stories, like if all four of us would share a Mitch story. And so I was thinking about it, and like, oh no, don't worry. What I realized I want to share, mm-hmm, that people, you know, maybe some people realize that my son, who I announced that my wife at the time was pregnant with him on the air, you know, and mm-hmm, I'm sure there's still people listening now who remember that. Right, which is a crazy mm-hmm thing. He's 13.
Right.
So the last 4 years that he's been coming in on Sunday mornings and sometimes screening calls for on Hit and Run, for anybody who doesn't know, Mitch Rosen has been treating him like an employee.
Right.
And he says, oh, is my employee here? Let mm-hmm bring him in. And you'd sometimes be in here on a Sunday morning. You'd bring Ruben in and sit him in front of you at your desk. You'd say, how you doing? What'd you learn at the job today? And you'd talk to him about it. And you'd actually, you were having fun, but you were giving him a taste of what it's like to work and have a job. And you always left him a little money if you weren't here, or you'd hand him a little money.
What?
You know,
cash.
I can't say how many times you left him some cash in an envelope in your desk or in your office door. And he looked forward to it, and it gave me a chance to parent him and talk to him like, hey, man, you got to work at this job. You're getting paid. You got to actually, you know, show up and care. And like, I've been able to parent him. You've helped me parent him.
Well,
in that way.
I love, you know, Sundays during hit and run season, kind of a ritual. I'd come in, get a lot of work done, go cross street and work out, and then come back and see Ruben. And yeah, those were, you know, 5-10 minutes. And I'd ask him how his week was at school, and, you know, we'd kibitz a little bit, and then we talk about work and how were the phones coming in on hit and run, and he'd go get guests in the lobby, and yeah, it's special, you know, little bonding. And then, you know, we'd see him at when you were honored at the Pitch and Hit Club, and to me, and yeah, remembering him when he was born, and to me, that's what this is about. It's not about, you know, how did we cover, you know, a Football Monday, which is important, you know, that's important,
yeah,
but to me, that's much more important than that.
Well, I am going to take it to a sporting event here, and I can. There's so many different ways I can go with you, Mitch, in terms of stories. But how can I not talk about 2016?
Wow!
When I was doing pre and post, you were traveling with the team, and I don't know if you guys even know this. Mitch was my executive producer for the pregame show. Mm-hmm. So Mitch literally, because we had a three-hour pregame show.
Three and a half hour
pregame show to put together. So Mitch literally, like, I got to see Mitch the producer. That's literally awesome. With the yellow pad out and the Mitch pen and like, let's do this here, let's do that here. Are you comfortable with this? Would you like to do this? I mean, and it was like, wow, this guy is a hell of a producer. And then there was a day. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this, Mitch, but you were standing behind me. There was a lot of times, like on the air during the pregame show. Mitch would hover over me, which probably is okay.
Yeah.
But eventually, I took the headphones off. We went to break. I said to Mitch nicely, I don't remember exactly how I put it, but I said something like, "Can you not stand behind me? I get very uncomfortable."
Right.
With people.
And I never did.
No. And you were hilarious about it. You're all okay. Oh, am I behind you?
Keep the talent happy. Keep the talent happy.
Yeah. You went into total producer mode.
Can I tell one serious story about you? I think will be our bond forever?
Yes.
This is not a secret. Mark has been very open. Recovering alcoholic.
Yes.
Fair.
Yes. In recovery.
I don't know. 8-9 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
8-9 years ago.
It was a Thursday afternoon, 4:35 o'clock. I'm at home, and my cell phone rings, and it's Mark Grote. And hey, Grotes. Mitch, this is not Mark. This is his brother, Paul. Ooh, never talked to Paul Grote. Hey, Paul. Mark is at Northwestern, and he checked in for alcohol rehab. And at the time, you were doing morning updates with Mully and Hanley at the time.
Yes.
And I was in shock. I go, what? Really? He goes, yeah, he'll be fine. But he wanted me to call you and tell you that he won't be at work for a while. And I said, hey, whatever you need, you know, we're here to help. And that was a pretty, you know, heavy conversation with Paul Grote, who I'd never met. And, you know, one thing, you know, alcoholism, you never missed a shift, you know, being here at 5 a.m. to do updates in the morning. And I never knew, you know, you had a problem, but you admitted it. And obviously, you know, we were there for you. And, that was special, and I think that will forever and ever really be a special bond between us.
Well, it meant a lot. The main reason it meant so much is because the number one reason I didn't give into it earlier, alcoholism, that is, and admit that I had a problem and all that cliche stuff, was because I thought I would lose my job. I thought that, like, if I go in there and tell everybody I'm an alcoholic, because I didn't know anything about it. I mean, I tell people I'm going away, like, okay, well, good luck. I mean, not like in a heartless way, but like, okay, that's good. And it was like the antithesis. It was the opposite. You didn't ask questions. You said, yeah, I think one of the first things you said is your job will be here when you get back. That's all I needed to hear. And I just got like goosebumps thinking about that.
Yeah, so. Me too. But that's something special.
Thank you. Yep.
That's beautiful. I'm so glad you guys are comfortable talking about that. Great stuff.
Yeah, it's not one thing, and I know that's kind of a cop-out, you know, but I will just say Mitch has allowed me to thrive here professionally and earn a good living doing what I love at the only place I ever wanted to do it since I was a kid. I'm a day one listener to The Score, and he's created opportunities for me not only at this station but at the company. But you can't do that without supporting someone in an emotional way as a friend, and Mitch has been there throughout every major life event of mine as I've grown into a man. Weddings, birth of my daughter, funerals, plural, and just being supportive every step of the way. In that regard, it allows you to create and operate at a you know, freely in this business, which you have to do if you want to do your job at a high level. You have to have that clear head and feel supported by people around you, especially your boss. And you know, I never thought I would refer to a radio executive as a boss in this industry in my career when I first started, but that's certainly what Mitch Rosen is to to all of us here. So congratulations, Mitch, and thank you.
Well, thank everything. You. And I don't look at it as a boss. I look at us as partners, and a lot of special people I work with and over the years, and you're one of the best people I've ever worked with. And I don't look at, you know, I don't say I'm your boss. We're partners, and just beyond one of the best people at what you do for a living, but one of the best human beings, and I love working with you. Shane, reset and go ahead.
Yep. Congratulations on your partnership.
Play the hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Patrick email. Williams reassessed in a couple weeks with a, yeah. So 2011, I'm a freshman at Columbia, and I come in here. I get an email Mitch looking for an internship. I come in here for my first ever internship interview. I was a P1 of the score my entire life. I'm, whatever, 20 years old, 21 years old. I put on my biggest suit that I just gotten from my grandfather's funeral. And at that point, I did have a beard, but it wasn't as big. I had it for probably about a year, year and a half. I shaved my face that day, knowing that I had an interview, because I thought that's what you do for an interview. You shave. I shaved, bare skin. I look horrible. I had like an eye disease at the time, so it was even worse.
Jesus.
And I come in here, and Mitch says, "What's with that suit? It's huge on you. And why'd you shave? That was so dumb." So I sit down. He gives me the internship. And I go back to Columbia. I say, "Hey, got this internship at the score. I didn't go through them. I did it on my own." And they said, "Oh, no, you can't do that without our permission." So I had to go back to Mitch and say, "Hey, sorry about that. I can't have this interview." And I didn't know I can't have this internship. I didn't know then how frustrated Mitch probably was, because now I've seen the process. I've seen what happens when stuff like that happens. So Mitch was the last one to see my face completely bare. I haven't shaved one time since 2011. But more importantly, this is the only place I've ever wanted to work. Mitch is the only person I've ever wanted to work with. Mitch knows more about me than even my family does. I've had deeper conversations with him than my parents sometimes, just out of circumstance, but also out of trust. Not saying I don't trust my parents, but I just... Mitch has always been there for me, and easy enough to say I'm a very volatile person, and the chances I've had here are because of Mitch and Mitch alone, and I am forever grateful.
Well, thank you. Thank you all. Those are all special stories, and everybody here. One other thing I want to say, like, I've been here 20 years, but there's guys like Lawrence who have been here 28, 29 years, Dan Bernstein, people in sales. So 20 is nothing compared to that, but I will say, again, you know, 20 years in my job is probably, you know, like 40 years to
Seriously.
Anybody else.
No,
but I love what I do, and again, it's about the people. It's not about me, but this station, you know, starting out as an AM daytimer, which means it shut off when the sun went down, when it was on 820, and where this brand is today, and it continues to climb, and, you know, looking back at the White Sox, us getting the rights the second after the Sox won the World Series in 05, and then the Cubs, you know, 2016, first time they won the World Series since 1908, rather be lucky than good. I mean, it continues to strive. So, but again, it's about all the people that work here. And Speaks, one thing, you know, you're not here, but I brought gifts in. You know, it's always about food at the station, and it's hard, but, you know, I didn't have a lot of time, but no charcuterie board, but I brought everybody a snack pack with Genoa salami and cheese.
Oh, thanks,
so,
Mitch.
Where's the camera if you guys want to take a look at it right there?
All right, so Mitch, thank you so much for going up to the 10th floor and grabbing that for us
CBS
from the fridge
Shane.
Up there. Okay.
CBS, okay? Come on.
He couldn't get his car to work upstairs, so he went to the CBS.
Oh, yeah, Grody, hold it up. I can see it.
There you go.
That's great, but what's the ETA on that Slurpee machine in there? We're still working on that for a few years.
And what's this whole partnership thing with Tanny over there? But I mean, like, we have to call you boss, but he's a partner? What's going on here?
Everybody's a partner. And Speaks, I'll save this. Hopefully it's fresh when you get back.
All right, thank you.
And I'm proud of you, like, doing Cubs games. Like, who would have dreamt 10 years ago you'd be doing Major League Baseball, you know, on the score? So I love to see, you know, friends and people we work with strive and dreams come true and grow. It's what you're doing with the Bears and everything else. It's great.
You're the best, Mitch.
Thank
and
you.
We, somebody, a couple questions here.
Yeah.
Was Jim Shorts the best sports radio host ever? And no to texters. Mitch is not leaving. He is celebrating his 20th anniversary. That's where I were having having this sentimental talk
here. You know, this would be a good moment. Like, not you don't have to, Mitch, but like Jimmy Johnson, when they did that tribute on Fox, it sure felt like they were telling him to leave. We're not doing that.
No,
just
thank
so you.
Thank you. No, I have no intention to leave. Jim Shorts was a great guy. We had many great years together, and at times difficult, but a professional, a true pro.
Okay. All right.
As are you. Thank you, boss.
Thank
you
very much. Danny,
love
Shane.
You. This
thank you, Mitch. Congratulations,
Stage.
Man. Seriously.
Oh, one more question.
Yes.
Mitch, what is the best sports radio game of all time, and why is it categories?
And your top five radio hosts of all time.
Hey, Mitch, we really got a break, man. They're not really
You're
sticking the clock
up.
At all today.
Mic drop. Thank you. Yeah. Thank
Categories is next. We're going to play the game on the score. That's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is called Categories. We play it on Thursdays. One of us is the host, and you have the opportunity as host to decide what the three categories are. Usually two sports, one non-sports, all part of the mindset and zeitgeist of the radio show during the week. You can play along in your car or cube or wherever. Today, the host is Chris Tannehill.
Hello there.
Hello.
Manny.
Oh, what a thrill to be back hosting Categories, I swear. It's one of the great feelings of my life.
You look great doing it, man. You do.
Yeah.
You're natural.
And I feel great doing it. It's funny you mentioned that. All right. Bulls back in action tonight. Who's excited? Grody and I were talking about this before the show.
Oh, my God.
We can't wait.
Paul Papps is pumped, right?
He is, yeah.
If he's not going to a DePaul game. I know Paul's very busy.
Yeah, he didn't
DePaul
even sit
game.
On the front row last night. He like paid for like ninth row.
That was Lawrence front row in it at DePaul.
We are that. DePaul, Lawrence. Yeah. I'll see you.
Anyway, it's Billy Donovan. He's got 178 all-time wins with the Bulls. He ranks fourth all-time on the Bulls head coaching list in victories. I got a list of about 20 names here. Head coaching victories with the Chicago Bulls. Wow. We'll start with Spiegs, as per his contract states. Then we'll go Grody and then Shane.
Spiegs? I'll go Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson.
Good call, Spiegs. He's number one with 545 victories. Grody?
Give me Doug Collins, please.
You got Doug Collins. Number six all time with 137. Shane?
I will take Phil Jackson.
I already said
what? You just said Phil Jackson. Yeah, you're out, buddy. Yeah. See ya. Wow. Sorry. Well, see ya. Do I get another one? No, okay, I'll be out.
No, no, no! Give another.
No, it's okay. No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Oh, he doesn't want it.
I don't want it.
Okay.
Wow. That's on me. Bad listening skills.
I think we just set a precedent. If you repeat, you're out.
I know. Okay, but
so let's remember that from every
game
show.
That's why you're not.
We're setting a new precedent.
You're still in.
Make categories about you, Shane. Make it about you.
I'm out.
All right, Spiegel, or are we at you, Tanny? Oh no, you've got the list.
I'd be great. I got the list. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Spiegel.
Oh God. Hey, is Vinny Del Negro on the list?
He is. He's number 10 all-time with 82 victories with the boo.
Get me up in there with Tom Thibodeau.
That's right,
Get
Tibbs.
Get me up in there.
Third all-time, 255.
Wow.
Spikes?
How about Fred Hoiberg if Vinny Del Negro's up there?
Yeah, he's number 7 all-time with 115.
This is not a good list.
Give me Scott Skiles, then. Don't tell me he's not on that list.
Brody, you got Scott Skiles. Yeah. Number 5 all-time with 165 victories.
How about Kevin Lockery?
Yes, number 11 all time with 65.
Oh boy. Oh God, right around that same time. Who was the coach before? Yeah, we got a situation going on here. It's certainly not Bill Cartwright, is it? Is he not? He's not on that list.
He probably is.
Yeah. He's number 13.
Bill Cartwright.
Just on the station recently. He's got 51 victories.
God, I don't remember much winning from him at all. Yeah.
So that means Jim Boylan is probably on this list.
He is number 15 with 39.
Good God.
Thank you for going that low.
This is pathetic.
Yeah, this is where it gets tricky, guys.
No, who is the... I feel like I'm giving Spiegel a clue here. I think there's an... Are we missing a really obvious one?
I mean,
By the way, the Utah Jazz school. Former coach.
Well, there's some retired people up there, and... Yeah, there's some iconic names here. Some for infamous reasons, but...
Yeah...
Groats, you got one?
I said the team. And I can't channel the name. I'm out.
All right, Spiggs for the win.
I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say Dick Mata.
Look at him flexing here.
How am I not getting this?
Was he thinking Jerry Sloan?
Yes. He was thinking Jerry Sloan, yes, who was number 8 all-time with 94. God. But Dick Mata, Spiggs, second all-time with 356 victories for the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, that's glory days of Chet Walker. And
you are
and Bob
champion,
Love
Spiegel. You have won.
Thank you very much. Yes. Just that one category,
just the
though.
One round, yeah.
It's the thing about the game.
Shane?
There's two more rounds.
Are you done being selfish over there?
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I'm sorry about the whole Phil Jackson thing. Yeah, I was looking up at Alexi Giannoulias on GM. He's so handsome.
Alexei!
He really is.
Good hair. Yeah.
Distracted me.
In any event, Cubs, they're getting ready to head over to Japan. Spiegs is on the call tomorrow right here on The Score. Cubs and Dodgers face off March 18th, but there's some exhibition games going on there in Tokyo. I'm looking at a list here of the top 16 Japanese-born players by WAR. So these are the best Japanese-born Major League Baseball players of all time. We will begin this time with Shane, because he's got to make it about him. Shane?
Great category.
Ichiro.
Let me check. Yes, of course. Yes, yes. He is number one with 60 WAR, according to Baseball Reference.
Okay. Me?
Let's go with Spiegs now.
Spiegs.
Oh, me. Okay.
Weird order.
How about Shohei Ohtani?
Yes, number two with 43 WAR.
How's about Hideki Matsui?
Yes, number four all-time with 21 wins above replacement, Shane.
Let's go Hideo Nomo.
Ooh, number five all-time with 20 WAR.
How about Yu Darvish?
Oh, yeah, number three all time. 33 wins above replacement. Good call there.
Darvish. Adieu, Darvish. Just me?
Yes.
Yeah. Blanking. It's happening again.
I mean, there's... Yeah, I don't want to give too many hints here. Yeah.
I know. Did we do... Okay, did we say Choe? Oh, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, no, so you're out. Sorry.
That, yeah.
All right. Now look at Grody making it about him.
No, watch me just be quiet and stay out. I'm like Shane.
Hey, Grody, my recommendation, I'm usually this spot here. Find a TV show you like to watch and catch up. Do a little binge watching. It's a good activity.
Sopranos might be a nice thought.
Yeah, all right, Shane.
Is it me or is it Shane?
It's me. I will go Masahiro Tanaka. And then I'm probably out.
Ooh, good job. Number seven all time with 17 wins above replacement.
Spakes. That's the Yankees pitcher is Tanaka?
Yes.
Okay.
Stalling.
How about Daisuke Matsuzaka?
Oh, yeah. He had that one pitch.
There you go, Red Sox guy.
What was that one pitch he had, Spiegel? You have to give the pitch, too, for this to be. It was
a gyro ball.
Gyro ball. Gyro yes, ball? Sir. Are you good at baseball?
We call it the gyro ball here in Chicago.
Oh,
yeah,
yes. That's right. That good cucumber sauce.
Shen?
I don't want to choose like the wrong Asian nationality.
No, yeah, no one's going to cancel you. There's plenty of other things that you'll say that I'll cancel you for.
I have been. Is Hak Ju Lee on the list?
You know what? I'm not sure about the country of origin for him, but he's not on this particular list in the top 16.
You try. He's Korean. Yeah. Okay, you try.
All right. Speaks for the win.
I don't think I have another one.
Mr. Baseball is out.
Oh, man, you are going to be so mad if you tap out now.
Yeah, really? Man. Coomer might ask you about these kind of things tomorrow.
If you want to tap out, can I swing back around?
How mad am I going
to
be?
Yeah, dude, don't look down. I'm watching you right now, Spiegel. I swear to God, if you look down.
This is what we need. Categories has always needed a watchdog.
Seriously. I'm watching you, lifeguard.
Hideki Arabu. Yeah, he's not on the list.
Arabu!
Yeah, no, not in the top 16. No, sorry.
He stopped Choi?
No.
Damn. Hideki Matsui.
I already said him.
Yeah, it's already been said. Sit out.
I was going to say Chan-ho Park, but he's Korean, right?
Oh, another
someone. There's an obvious one.
Tadahito Iguchi?
Not in the top 16. No,
are you sure somebody said Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, no. Shohei's been mentioned.
Oh, is it a Cub? It's not a former Cub, is it?
Not a former
and White Sox.
Not a former
Cub.
Oh my God! It's Seiya Suzuki.
You gotta be kidding me!
Oh.
Jesus Christ!
Speaks had it first. I heard him chime in first.
No, that's a push. Category two is a push.
That's a loss. That's a loss.
Actually, I feel like I get credit because I brought it Cubs.
Yeah, that's a loss for the audience, especially with Speaks doing the game tomorrow. He's probably got the roster right in front of him.
Oh my God!
Well, to be fair, the guy's played like two seasons.
All right, for extra credit. Wait, are we giving it to Speaks or not?
What no,
are we
doing? It's a push.
All right, okay, push. All right. Well, I worry because this next one could be a push as well. But just for extra credit here on this, one of Shane's favorite people happens to be on this list. If you want to just go take the win now.
What am
I? I know we're breaking protocol here. One of your favorite people's on this list. And if you don't get it, then we'll just move on.
One of my favorite people?
Yes. Often mentioned on this program.
Dude, I'm drawing a blank.
Cameron Bairstow?
It's Dave Roberts. He was Japanese born.
You gotta be kidding me. The worst guy in baseball.
Dave Roberts.
I hope he has a horrible year, personally and professionally.
All right, well.
Forgot about Doc Roberts.
Boy, we roughened that one.
Well, I fear we will not have a winner because this category is a little bit different. While we're on the topic of Mitch, who just left our presence here, I have accumulated a list of Mitchisms. These are things that Mitch Rosen says either to your face or through email or through text message.
Oh my
so
God.
This is really, we're just going to go as long as we can go on this one because I'm sure we'll have plenty to account for here. So we will begin this time with Mark Grody. Mark, what do you got?
You good?
Yes. You good.
Spell it. Y-I-E-G-O-O-D. He gets good right. It's the U. Y-I-U.
Shane?
Yeah.
Shane, do not say Jew Holiday.
That was on the presentation this morning.
On the slideshow.
Was it really? Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, we could do that too. Things Mitch has told us to stay away from.
Yeah. Speaks, what you got?
I'm going to go with See Me.
Yeah.
Yes. See Me is on the list. There's also a couple variations here.
Is my turn? Or
yeah, yours.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, What else is new? So what else is going on? What else?
Yeah. What else? Is going on? I have it as what else?
What else?
Yeah. So right. Like full conversation that he says what else and then looks down at his keyboard and starts typing.
Like by the third time I'm like, I just gave you two good what else's. What do you mean what else? I got nothing else.
It's the worst feeling when you got nothing else for him.
It really is.
Horrible.
Sorry, man. You just kind of walk around with your hands in your pocket.
I thought it was just me. This is amazing.
No, it's not just you.
Ryan, you're not in Nashville anymore.
Very good. Whoa. Yes. Oh, not wow. in
I didn't
Nashville
know about that
anymore.
One. I didn't know
Neither
about that
did
one.
We, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Speegs.
Yeah. How about energy? Energy.
Yes, energy on there at the top of the list. Yes.
All right, good.
Grody?
Running low. I'm starting to run low just a little bit here, so I guess I'm out.
Okay, Shane.
All right, so my favorite is when legal sends a big email on something that is very, very serious. Like, very serious. Mitch will just quote, like, basically a quote tweet of the email, but just in the subject line. Very important. Please read. Okay.
Wow.
Deal, brother.
Yeah.
Maybe break it down for us.
Very important, in quotation, in parentheses, in the subject line, is on the list.
Wow, amazing. I can't believe it's still on the board. Play the hits.
Easy one right there for you. Yeah.
Yep. My favorite is when he says thanks, but he spells it THSNKSK.
You know what? Not on my list, but I'll give it to you.
Okay.
I had TY. Oh,
I was going to say it's TY.
There's TY, but TY better be honest. Is my favorite spelling of thanks from him.
Go ahead, Speaks.
I think I'm in trouble. I'm out. Shane, go ahead. Rattle some more off.
We're in the solution business.
Oh, yeah.
Very
good. We're in the
solution
business. Shane, give me your hand.
Wow, congrats.
Shane, it's my station.
You know what, Shane?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Other terms on the list that we would have accepted. ETA? Question mark? excuse any typos. Just give me the headlines.
How about no pressure? No pressure.
Ooh,
no
that's
pressure.
A really
hey,
good
no
one.
Pressure. But
usually
can you spell
drive?
Non-pressure one word?
Yeah. No pressure. But can you host tomorrow?
Yeah, right.
Also, a couple variations of see me. There's the see me, nothing bad, and
nothing
see
bad.
Me all good.
All good. Yes.
I was gonna say
yes.
Nothing bad.
See me all good. Yes.
But give me the headlines. I'm ashamed for not coming up with giving.
And also,
stop by for a quickie.
Yeah, stop by's on there. Starbucks. I buy, you fly. Reminder. reset. What's shaken, and finally, when in doubt, dump it out. So there we go. Congratulations.
The best boss.
Do you guys
congratulations,
ever
Shane.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
To be fair,
I've had the most worst ones from him, so I know the bad ones.
Right.
Well,
the bad ones always start with my name with Mitch. Mark.
Right.
Mark.
Ooh,
it's the only time he does
Mark,
like,
period.
Mark, period.
I told you. Shane rigged the game by getting in more trouble with Mitch than
that's
I
true.
100%.
He's
I've been
playing the long game.
This for a really long time.
I hit Porth with one of those yesterday when he told us that Aurelio's was here. I said, Ryan, period. I have turkey burgers with me. Please communicate.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Please communicate.
Over-communicate.
Over-communicate.
We are rolling on the Spiegel and Ohm Show. It's Spiegs and Mark Grody here with you next hour. There's all sorts of stuff you got to hear about. A travel disaster on my end. Mark Grody's haircut needs examination. Ben Johnson's entire coaching staff is now complete, and there's very interesting stuff to talk about there. But when we come back, some background info on the number one free agent target for the Bears. That's next on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on The Score.
I'm Matt Spiegel, your play-by-play Huckleberry for the next four games of the Cubs.
It is Spiegs and Grody on the Spiegel and Holmes show here on 670 The Score. Grody, we're going to get to the stuff about Trey Smith later on in the 5 o'clock hour. A lot of Bears stuff in the 5 o'clock hour. But I needed to run this by you. This morning, as we got to the airport at O'Hare, at what time did we get there? I guess we got there right around 4:30. For a 5:30 boarding, 6 o'clock flight. My wife likes to get there an hour before boarding,
okay.
Which is earlier than necessary. But
I'm with Christine on that.
I've long since given up that battle. It makes her happy, makes her more comfortable, and then we have time and whatever. So we get there, and I immediately go to grab my wallet and realize I have no wallet. Ooh. I have no driver's license. Oh. And she's like, she turns around, she says, well, good luck. I'll see you at the gate. And she goes, She goes to the gate, and now she knows I'm going to try and hustle home. This was actually a beautiful reaction from her. I loved the reaction. She's like, you can do this. I wish you well, but I'll see you at the gate. So I like.
You did say O'Hare, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're not close to O'Hare.
I know, but it's 4:30 in the morning.
And it's an hour, and your hour till the flight here?
I go over to TSA. And I asked the TSA person, I have a picture of my driver's license. Is it possible for me to get on the flight? And they're like, I got to ask a supervisor. And meanwhile, I'm standing there and I'm thinking, should I just get in a cab or just try to go home as best I can and whatever? And I'm still standing there for like 3 minutes, 4 minutes waiting for the supervisor. And then I ask him again, is the supervisor coming? He's like, I don't know. But like, if I were you, I would just go. I would if you could make it, I would just go.
Yeah.
So I run out. And I talk to an Uber driver and convince him, because the cabs are downstairs. I convince an Uber driver to take me back home and then bring me back to O'Hare.
Well, full round trip service, huh?
Round trip service for round trip dollars.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I bet.
You know? He's like, how much are you willing to pay? I'm like,
150?
Hundo? I threw out a hundo. Okay. I led with a hundo.
Yeah, that's a good start.
And he said,
cash?
Yeah. I said, I don't have cash. He said, Zelle? I said, okay. All right, here we go.
Okay.
So it is what it is, man. I got to try and make a flight. So he takes me back. I run upstairs, get my wallet, come back down. It takes me all the way back. It's 5:40. Christine has boarded already. And I run up to TSA. And I'm like, I'm boarding right now. I'm at TSA pre-check. I'm like, I have pre-check. She's like, all these people have pre-check. I'm like, oh God. Oh. And I'm like, is there anything I can do? She said, you can talk to these people. And I look at the people and I'm like, hi. And somebody says, come on in, man. Come on in. Come on. They let me get right in. And then I'm like, I'm doing the thing where you take the thing off the thing, like to try and go under the ropes. You know
oh, yeah,
mean?
Yeah. The thing off the thing. Yeah, no, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yep.
And I drop it and I'm running back to pick it up. And somebody else goes, I'll take care of it, man. Just go ahead.
Wow.
Just go ahead.
You had some angels, bro.
Some big time angels, and I'm basically running, or at least fast walking, through the airport after getting through pre-check to get to the gate. And I'm not really running, but I'm walking as fast as
you're
I can.
You're not doing an O.J. Simpson. You're just doing a Spiegel fast walk. Gotcha.
No, and I also didn't kill my wife and a waiter as well. I didn't do that either. So I get there, and I get to the gate, and there's two people standing there. They were standby waiting to go on. The person says, sir, oh, you do have a – let me see your boarding pass. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Spiegel. Okay, we'll let you in. And the guy who's waiting to go on goes, Spiegs, what's up, man? He's like, I was about to take your seat.
That's great.
I'm so sorry, dude. He's like, it's okay, man. Go ahead. All right, make your flight. Go ahead. And so I made my flight by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Oh, my God. That is beautiful. I got to tell you, man, you sounded like you handled that with deep breaths. I would have been so stressed out. I would have been freaking out. So I guess left that part out. You sounded like you were cool, calm, and collected.
What can you do?
I guess.
There's nothing you could do. All right. Well, I needed to share that. I want to hear about your haircut later on. Damn it, that's a tease.
Later.
To me, it is.
Yeah, well.
Later on.
We'll see. We'll see. It's evergreen.
We'll get there. When we come back, the entire coaching staff for Ben Johnson has been announced. We have details on how many of Matt Eberflus's guys he retained. And one of the guys he retained makes us think that Matt Eberflus might have been even worse at his job than we realized.
Oh, my.
Let's discuss on The Score.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.